The signs, the handmade signs and banners, were the takeaway from the women's marches all across the country and Hawaii last January. People put markers to cardboard and did a whole lot more to express themselves, and some haven't stopped.
Well, everything's for free in here.
It's 100% off.
Right? It's 100% off.
The J20 yeah, Plus shop at Ward Warehouse is not your everyday retail establishment. A product of J20 Plus's Art and Shenanigans crew, which includes several well-known local artists, this space is distinctly anti-Trump. I asked UH professor, textile artist Mary Babcock, are you concerned about appearing partisan?
I'm not at all worried about being partisan. It's a funny thing these days, I think, of somehow speaking out against injustices as being labeled partisan. But I think it's really important that we be able to look at specific people, specific policies, and have a critique of those.
Art and Shenanigans member, painter Jan Dickey, says exchanges happen here, like with a recent Trump supporter.
He came in and just like asked like simple questions like why do you think Donald Trump's a racist? When we got into like a really good dialogue, I feel like we got a sense of what the other person knew and understand what facts they were drawing from.
How could you ever find common ground?
If there's a way, I think, for people to start believing in the same, like, you know, facts of reality, start believing the same sources, maybe that's a way forward.
A lot of people surprised themselves showing up for the Women's March in January. This Welcome to Free Speech exhibit of protest accoutrements carries the torch.
If I could help in any way here, as I think, is to help people see that these are now ethical decisions. They're not just political decisions. Our actions or inactions, they all count. They all are our way of being in the world. And so to just turn away and try to choose to be apolitical doesn't help you step out of the system of values that we live in.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.